Okay, today's daf is Menachos, daf Kuf Dalet, the very last daf of the second to last parak of Maseches Menachos. We are holding about the second to last medium sized line of daf Kuf Gimel and Beis. So yesterday we were in the middle of discussing the perhaps, as I mentioned yesterday, perhaps the most famous line in the entire Masechta of Kol Roi Lebile and Bile Makevispo, Kol Shein Roi Lebile Bile Makevispo. So we were discussing the idea that how do we know that Karban Mincha, maximum in a single Karban Mincha, you have 60 astronomer flour. So the Mishnah wanted to suggest, well, maybe we learn it from the Karban Tzibur, that just like by a Karban Tzibur, you never have more than 61 astronomer of flour, so a Karban Mincha of a Yachid should be one notch below, so it should be 60 astronomer of flour. And then the Tanayim in the Mishnah said, no, that can't be. Rabbi Shimon says, what do you mean? By the Karban Tzibur, it's not a single carbon, it's all these different carbonos. And the Braisa elaborates even further. Some of those are B'lilas and Ava, some are B'lilas and Racha. They're not even the same kinds of carbonos Mincha. They're not even brought at the same time of day as each other. So how can you consider one big carbon? So rather they said that Rabbi Shimon said in the Mishnah and in the Braisa that that's the rule. 60 astronomer of flour we assume could mix well with the lug of Shemen. 61 astronomer of flour cannot mix well with the lug of Shemen. So I mentioned in passing yesterday when we finished up that there's machlokes rishonim. What about according to the Rabbanan who disagree with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and hold that for each yisaron of flour that you bring, you're supposed to also have a separate Lug Shemen. So maybe you could have a mincha, a single carbon mincha, that is more than Shishim Astronim, because it will always become Balul in the various Lugim of Shemen, because it's not just one Lug of Shemen. So this was Rashi and Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. I don't think I gave them Aramachim yesterday. Rashi and Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis has one day that you don't bring a mincha more than Shishim Esronim, not only according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, even according to the Chachamim that disagree with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Still, 60 is the number. You could bring a mincha that has up until 60, because only that is ra'ui to be nivlal with a lug of Shemen, even though you're in the end of the day, you're actually bringing many lugam of Shemen. That's the rule of the Karban. However, Rashi over there quotes a second biur, and that's what the Ram writes in Maaser Kabanos, Perek Yud Zayin, that even though that Bein L'Rabbanan, Bein L'Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the first day it was that you bring, that it's only according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. According to Rabbanan, you can bring as much as you want. Rashi quotes second day, which is the day of the Rambam, that Bein L'Rabbanan, Bein L'Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, still you can't bring more than 60. So the concept of Kol Roi L'Bilein B'Lema Kevespo, Tosfos writes, back on Daf Yud Ches, Amud Beis, Tosfos writes that even though it says in the Torah many times the word Belula, and generally the rule by Kachim we always have is Kol Mokom Shoshana HaKosov, it's always Ma'akev, that whenever the Torah says something multiple times, that tells you that it is Ma'akev. So if the Torah uses the word Belula several times, Tosfos asks, why don't we say that Belila is Ma'akev? Why are we saying it just needs Roi Lebila? So Tosfos says, because it never says it Belashon Tzivui. It never says Uvalalta. You should do the Belila. So since it never says, calls it a Mincha Belula B'Shemen, but it never says Uvalalta Belashon Tzivui, that it's something you must do. So since it never says it Belashon Tzivui, Memela, it's not something that you're Chayiv to do. It's not something that's Ma'akev if you don't do it. It's Ma'akev if you don't do it. Or maybe that each time it says the term Belula, each time there's a reason that the Torah needs to use that term, and therefore we don't have any extras to darshan that it's Ma'akev. That's the Shita of Tosfos. There is a Shita of the Yerayim. The Yerayim, which is from the Talmidim of the Balei Tosfos, the Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam, in Siman Tav Mem Tes, who writes that the mitzvah of Belila, he goes so far as to say that the mitzvah of actually doing the Belila is only a mitzvah mitrabanan, because we don't find anywhere in the Torah that the Torah says B'lashon Tzivui that you need to do the Belila. That's a step further than Tosfos. Tosfos says not Ma'akev because you don't find a B'lashon Tzivui. But the mitzvah Livlal, that's a mitzvah L'chadchila Midaoraisa. The Yerayim, however, says no, it's only Midrabanan because it never says a B'lashon Tzivui. It just says that it needs to be Ro'i Livlal. And that's why he says, Rabbi Zera says, call it Ro'i Livila, in Bila Ma'kevesbo, because it's only a mitzvah Midrabanan. So now it's clear from the Yerayim that the reason Bila is not Ma'akev is because it's not Midaraisa. Had it been Midaraisa, it would have been Ma'akev. But then the question is, how do we know the shear of a Karban Mincha based on that rule? We're saying the shear of a Karban Mincha Midaraisa, maximum shear, 60 Esronim. Why? Because of the Belila. But if the whole notion of blila is only midrabanan, the whole requirement of doing blila is only midrabanan, the whole mitzvah of doing blila is only midrabanan, there's no such mitzvah in Torah, how does that help determine the shear of the Kabbalah Mincha? So you need to say, similar to what the Briska Rav writes, that when the Torah says blula, it's just that a mincha that's ru'uya blila is called the definition of a mincha that the Torah asks us to bring, that the Torah demands that we bring. But a mincha that's not ru'uya blila is not the ingredients that the Torah wants us to bring. I mean, it's not about the mitzvah of actually doing the blila. When the Torah says blula, the Torah is trying to describe to us the ratio of flour to oil. Blula is a description of the ratio. It's not a description of, it's not telling us to do any specific action. That's the idea of kolorai lebila and bila makevispo in the view of the Briska Rav. So then we said at the end, we said the Gemara, the Tanaim challenged, what do you mean? 60 is a certain amount of flour can get mixed in well with oil, but 61 can't? Come on, it's so close, it's just one off. So we had a very important yesod. Kol shirei chacham kenu. That whenever the chacham give a shir, that's the shir. If kebetz is mitame, tumas ochlin, kebetz chaser even a mashu. If arba'im sav a mikvah is enough to be tovel, so arba'im sav chaser mashu you can't be tovel. So when we mention kebetz, there is a gemara in Maseches Yuma. The Gemara in Yuma Daf Peyam and Beis discusses how we know that a kibetza is the shear from Tumas Ochlin. The Gemara says Tumas Ochlin kibetza minalan. Two opinions. Amar Rabbi Yevo, Amar Rabbi Lazar, the Amar Kra Mikol Ha'Ochel Asher Yeachel Ochel Haba Machmas Ochel Ve'ezes Abetzas Tarnagolas. It has a double expression of achila. From all the ochel asher yeachel. So the Gemara Darshins, it must be a food that comes out of another food. What food produces food? Well, chicken produces eggs. So it's a food that comes out of another food. So that's the shir, is a kebetza. Rabbi Avo didei amar, mikol ochel asher yeachel, ochel sha'ata ochlo bebas achas. The double expression of achila means that it's whatever amount of food you're able to eat at one time, and the chacham were mesha'er, how much food can you eat at one time? They estimated it's about a kebetza that you could eat, not about, it's exactly a kebetza that the Beis Abliya could hold that you could eat at one time. So the Gvur Sari, the Shagasari, in the Sefer Gvur Sari over there in Yuma says, our brisa over here in Kuf Gimel and Beis Menachos is muchach like the sheet of Rabbi Avo, that there's a shear that the chacham had to be mishayer. That how much could you eat at one time? The chacham were mishayer. That's a kebetza. But according to Rabbi Lazar, it's just darshening an ivim. It's not darshening really a shear. It's just saying what kind of food comes out of another food. That's an egg. So that's it's not the chacham made up a shear. The chacham just figured out what the Torah was saying about the egg. The chacham never had to put a number to it, the number was built into the Torah. So then it's not shirei chachamim kenu. So this brisa sounds much more along the lines that it's however much ochel a person could eat at a given in a single time. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter, two lines before the lines get wide. Amar Rabbi Bi, Amar Rabbi Shur ben Levi, Maisa b'prei da'achas shel beis Rabbi. There was a story with a certain mule from the house of Rabbi Shemesa that died. V'shiru chachamim es dama b'revius, and the chachamim estimated that its blood equaled about a revius. Who cares whether it was a revius of blood or not? So says Rashi, leidam yesh b'revius yifreshu m'mena k'nevela. Because if there was a revius of dam, so then they had to be purished from the dam. The dam had a din of a nevela. Ravi is dam from a nevela. The Gemara is being machadesh, has a din of a nevela. Why are we mentioning this here? So Rashi says, shiurim, anything that's about a shiur. Aydi dairi lel b'shiurim, kol mizcham kachem, nakanami lahai d'shiur d'rabbanon hi. Ravi is dam, yachalik roshalam al kazayis. This is also a shiur d'rabbanon that the Rabbanon figured that a Ravi is dam is metami bin nevela, as the Gemara is going to say on the topic of Dalan Manalf, because a Ravi is dam can congeal and turn into a kazayis. And kazayis dam is what's really kazayis min and nevela is really mitame, but revi's dam is the equivalent of a kazayis min and nevela. Tosos says that it's here for a different reason. Tosos in the bottom, Tosos, Aidi da Airi b'Rabbi Yehuda, Rosh HaMedabrim. Remember yesterday we quoted the Rabbi Yehuda, who is the Rosh HaMedabrim b'Kol Makom, we called him. Rabbi Yehuda of Rabbi Eloi. So once we're speaking of Rabbi Yehuda, the Rosh HaMedabrim, Al Yedei Kesar, Kedis Perek Vav Madlikin, like we quoted yesterday, the Gemara Shabbos Daf Lamed Gimel, how Rabbi Yehuda got that job of being the Rosh HaMedabrim, Maisi Hayuvda de Rabbi Yehuda Moriana de Bei Nesia. So we bring a story of Rabbi Yehuda, who was the posek of the Bei Nesia, that Deshem Mineo Kesar, Rosh Al Beis Nasi. So why do we mention the fact that he was posek? We didn't get to that. We're going to mention that on top of Kufdal Lamed Alf, that he was the posek of the Bei Nesia. Probably that was a government position also, that they appointed him. It was chief rabbi. Chief rabbi doesn't mean necessarily the biggest Talmud Chacham in all of Eretz Yisrael. It's a certain political position also, so there's a certain government position that the Kesar appointed him as the chief rabbi of the Bei Nesia. Okay, says the Gemara, Masav Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Bisna, Heid Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua Ben Beseira Al Dam Nevel Shu Tohar. But wait a second, Rabbi Yeshua Ben Beseira were made always means that it's a Mishnah Maseches Idios. All the Mishnahs Maseches Idios always have a lashon of Heid, because that was the day all of Maseches Idios was learned in one day, when the Chum got together in Keren B'Yavne, and they said we were afraid about certain things getting lost in the Masorah. So they said anyone who has a Masorah of something that they're afraid might get lost, come and tell us what it is. So Heid, each one got up and was made a different halacha that they heard from different rabbis. So they said a different part of the Masorah. So they were made Dam Nevelos is Tahar. V'amar Rabshub and Maseir Maisa V'hayu Nochrin Arud Ya'usla Arayos B'Istra Shalmelech. Once they were killing wild donkeys to feed to the lions in the Istaria Shalmelech, V'yu Oli Regalim Shokin Ad Rakuvusayan B'dam V'lom Alem Davar. And the Oli Regalim were walking knee deep in blood, in this blood of these these donkeys that were killed, and no one said anything to them that, oh no, you're being mitami yourself b'nevela. No, because apparently blood from a nevela is not metamik in nevela. So big question mark right there. Don't you see that blood is not metamik in nevela? What are they measuring out a revius of dam from the mule in the base rabbi? So ishtik, he had no response to that. That's a strong kasha. What were they doing by the base rabbi? So I'm the Rabbi Zreka, my time look on Mahadamar. So Rabbi Zreka said, why didn't you respond to that question? You could have had a good response. I'm like, hech yahadale, what would have been my good response? I didn't have anything to say. What do you want me to say? So the Amar Rabbi Chanin, because Rabbi Chanin darshins the pasuk as follows. Pasuk says, "V'hayu chayecha t'luim l'chamineged," that your life will be hanging in the balance. Zeh lokeach t'vua mishana l'shana. That's a person who, instead of owning his own karka to plant his own grain, has to buy grain each and every year. Ufachadita layla v'yomam, and you're going to worry, you're going to be scared night and day. Who's that referring to? That's even a higher level of fear. Zeh lokeach t'vua me'er Shabbos l'er of Shabbos. That's someone who has to buy grain each and every week, doesn't even have enough to get him through the year. Va'al ta'amin b'chayecha, and don't trust in your life that your life is going to be there. Zeh somech al paltar. That's someone who doesn't even have his own grain. He's got to rely on the baker to make him the grain. Va'hu gavra al paltar somech. And he says, I have to rely on the paltar, meaning I'm someone who, because I'm so caught up in other things, I'm not able to focus properly. I don't have a das miyushav to answer to this question. So you're telling me that I should have responded to something, I don't have any response. So it's a long way of saying I don't have any response, but he said, I don't have any response. I'm the guy that relies on the baker. So my havila. Okay, what do we say at the end of the day, though? What's the din with the shear? Some Rav Yosef with the shear of Ravias Dam of Nevela. Some Rav Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Muriana de Benesia, Rabbi Yehuda, who is the posek of the Benesia, Muriana de Benesia Hava, Va'orile Kishmaite. And he taught like he paskined like the following teaching. There are six things that Beishamay is more makil about and Beis Hillel is more machmir about. This is also the list is in Mesach Sedios as well. The list of the things where Beishamay is more makil and Beis Hillel is more machmir. Dam nevelos, Beishamay mitarin, or Beis Hillel mitamin. Dam nevelos, Beishamay says his Torah, Beis Hillel holds his tame. That's on the list. So we obviously pass on Beis Hillel. So that's why, by the base Rebbe, they were makbid that the dam nevelos, revius of dam from nevelo be tame. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, after Shetimu Beis Hillel, and even when Beis Hillel says dam nevelos is tame, lo timu ele berevius, hol viachalik rosh lam al kazayis. They were only mitame when you have a revius of dam nevelos, because a revius can congeal and turn into a kezias. And the shear of Tumas Nevela is a shear of Bekazayas. There's no such thing as a shear of a Revius of a Nevela. As Rashi points out, the shear of Tumas Nevela is Bekazayas. So the Revius, the Chacham, were Mesha'er, that the Revius equals a Kazayas, that a Revius of liquid will congeal into a Kazayas of solid dam once it gets out of its liquid state. Now, we said that that Rabbi Yehuda was the Moriana de Benesiahava. He was the Posik of the Benesiah. If you look at Tosfos, who was the Benesiah? Rabbi. Rabbi Yehuda was a Posik for Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. So says Tosfos, shall base Rabbi. That maybe it was of the house of Rabbi, but not for Rabbi himself. The Efshar Shahaya Biyamav, or maybe it could be that they actually overlapped, they lived in the same time. Why? Dafilu Rabbi Meir, Diniftar Kodam Rabbi Yehuda. Because even Rabbi Meir, who died before Rabbi Yehuda, could Much Parak Shani de Kedushin, have a Kayim Adayin Biyulud Rabbi Shimon Bar Rabbi, was still alive at the wedding of Rabbi Shimon Bar Rabbi's son. Kedmuch Yerushalmi de Beitza, Da Avar Kabi Pischa Vashamashay Mitapchin, because the Yerushalmi in Beitza says that Rabbi Meir walked by the wedding party of Rabbi Shimon Bar Rabbi and he heard that they were clapping. Va'amar mechalin es haShabbos, and he says, "Ah, listen to that! They're being mechal Shabbos by clapping on Shabbos." But bottom line, what we're trying to get out of the story—it's a whole different discussion about clapping and dancing on Shabbos. Mm-hmm. But what we're trying to get out of the story is that he was alive because he went to walk by if he wasn't alive. Va'af bimei Rav haya, and he was even around in the days of Rav. K'nimash parakam de'erev in damar Rav haydem chadadna mechavraya dechamisi leRabbi Meir me'achorei. Rav says, "You know why I'm so much smarter than all my friends? It's because I got to see the back of Rabbi Meir." Meaning, obviously, he only got caught a fleeting glimpse. He wasn't around much while Rav was alive, but Rabbi Meir was still around. So if Rabbi Meir was still around, Rabbi Yehuda died after Rabbi Meir, so obviously Rabbi Yehuda was around. So it could be that he was actually the posek of the base Rabbi. V'yeshkar simsham Rabbi misham uvdud Yerushalmi. And some say that it was Rabbi who said that I'm so sharp because I saw Rabbi Meir, not Rav. Okay, but be that as it may, that's it's not so shver, Tosa says, to say that Rabbi Yehuda was the posek of the Bay Rebbe even while Rebbe was alive. Okay, says the Mishnah. Ein misnadvin lug shnayim v'chamisha. A person when they're minadev lug of shemen, you can't, or lugim of shemen, you can't be misnadev 2 or 5. Av misnadev shlosha v'arba v'shisha. But 3, 4, 6, that's fine. Umishisha lemaila, and more than 6, also fine. Just not 2 or 5. What are these magic numbers? Says Rashi, Ein misnat ven lug yayin l'nischa, shalom atzinu minchas nesachim shalug v'lo shnayim. We don't find, I'm sorry, you can't have 1, 2, or 5. We don't find nesachim of a lug, or shnayim v'lo chamisha. Avul misnadvim shlosha dechazu lekeves va'arba la'ayil, but we do find that the proper amount of yayin that's brought for nisach, not we're not talking about shemen, we're talking about yayin, is for different karbanos can be 3 or 4 the shlisha ahin v'shisha dechazu lepar, or 6 for a par umishisha lemaila d'sheva chazu gimel minayil lekeves v'dal la'ayil. Once you're above 6, you could always split it in such a way where you can use it for other karbanos. If you have 7, you could use 3 for a keves, 4 for an ayil. Shmona chazi l'shnei ayilin. Tisha chazu l'par v'keves. Right, you could use it for a par and a keves. Asara, you could use l'par v'ayil. Yud aleph 11, you could use l'shnei ayilin v'keves, and you could keep on going. Any number above 6, you could have some combination of other karbanos that require that exact amount of yayin. So any number above 6, you're fine. Just to be misnadev an amount that can't be used exactly for the nesachim of a karban or a combination of karbanos, that doesn't work. So therefore, you cannot be misnadev a lug, can't be misnadev shnayim, can't be misnadev chamisha. Frek Tosos, why aren't we misnadev someone? Why aren't we mechayev someone who's misnadev to bring a lug, a shnayim or chamisha to bring the shir nisuch? Like we're mechayev someone who misnadev a mincha of chatzi yisaron or yisaron umechza. So we make him bring the whole thing. We make him bring 2 yisronim if he's misnadev yisaron umechza. So a guy who wants to be misnadev shnayim, fine. Let him bring 3. Let him do what the minimum above that amount is. So Tulsa says that when our Mishnah must be talking about a case where you say harezu, that harezu. So since it's lug echad or shnei lugan, I'm not roy for nisuch. So he's pater milahashlim. He's pater from being mashed in that shear. Okay, says the Gemara following shaila. Ibailu yesh kevel in asachim oein kevel in asachim. Is there a set amount for nisachim or is there not a set amount for nisachim? What does that mean? Says Rashi. Amar harei alai kach v'kach lugan. If a guy says I'm going to bring X amount of lugan, mi havi keva de in yochla krivam ela kol biyachad. Is that a set amount where you can only bring all of them at once? Davu karvi b'karban echad, that they can all be brought in the same carbon. O ein keva v'yachla krivam madchazu babi nafshayu. Or maybe it's ein keva and you could there's girsa issues over here, and you could you could bring them on their own. So let's see how the Gemara plays this out. Seichidami, what's the situation? Kigon da'aisi chamisha. It's a situation where you have five. Let's say you have five lugan of yayin. I amrit ein kevlin asachim. So bring four that are right for the ayil, v'ida chavi nedava, and let the other one be a nedava. V'yamrit yesh keva l'nesachim. But if you hold that there is keva for nesachim, meaning if you're misnadev, yesh keva means if I'm misnadev a certain amount, I have to bring that entire amount at one time. I can't just bring a little less and say, I'll take care of the rest later. I'll do the rest later on. No, you have to bring that entire amount. Now you could add to it to be mashlim, but you have to bring that entire amount. So until you're able to be mashlim it with something else, it's you're not going to be able to be makriv. So my, what's the din? So actually before we get into any answers, again, the basic shaila is yesh kevel in asachim, wein kevel in asachim means if I'm misnadev a certain amount of yayin to bring as an asachim, do I have to bring all of it at one time? Or can I bring a certain portion of it and save the rest for later? So you have the rest be nedava. So the Mishnah Melech writes that the suffix of the Gemara is not only by nesachim. It's also by mincha. We could have the same suffix. A person says, "I'm going to bring an isarun of mechza." So can he bring the isarun of flour and the other mechza isarun will go to nedava? Or do we have to wait till he finds another half an isarun and he can bring to us? A flower. Say it should be the same shayla. However, Brisker Rav writes that there's a big difference between the nisarun of flour and the lugan, the shlosha lugan that we say by nesachim. By a mincha, the shir nisarun is the shir of the carbon mincha. Carbon mincha, by definition, has a shear of an isarun of flour. And some karbanos mincha have shnei esronim, shlosh esronim. But that's the definition of the carbon. When it comes to the nesachim, the shear of three luge yayin is not a shear in the size of the carbon. It's a shear in the maisa nisuch, in the action of being menasech the yayin. That there's a maisa nisuch of shlosha lugin by a keves. There's a maisa nisuch of arba lugin by an ayil. There's a maisa nisuch of shisha lugin by a par. But it's a din in the maisa nisuch, it's not a din in the korban. So you could say that by a mincha, of course he can't be enu yachalim shoch, because he was misnadif to bring a mincha, that's shir, is yisar u'mechza. As opposed to by nesachim, where the shiurim of the lug are not a din in the korban, it's a din in the Maisa Nisuch, so that's where there's makom to be Mesupak in the Gemara, if you could be Limshach Arba Lugin Menasech, if you could take four of the five and be Menasech, those four, and leave the other one over. But by the Mincha, if you said that it's a Mincha of Nisar Nemechza, so the whole thing takes on the shame of the carbon itself. You can't just take part of it. Part of it is not the shame of the carbon. So, okay, that's the discussion. So, Amar Abaye, Toshima, let's bring a raya. Shisha l'nedava. The guy says he's bringing shisha for nedava. There are six shofros in the Beis Hamikdash that are left for nedavos. The shofros, again, were in the Beis Hamikdash world where they left certain extra monies. So they had 13 in all. Yud Gimel shofros, Hayu b'Migdash, Rashi points out. Seven of them, they would put in the money that the Gemara Masechta Yuma discusses explicitly, which which kinds of money were put into the seven. But the six extras were for nedavos. V'armin k'neged mi. So what were these six extra that were for nedavos? Where did this money come from? K'neged moser chatas, the extras from a carbon chatas. A person set aside money for a carbon chatas, and then the animals got cheaper. The market prices changed, so he had a little extra money left over. So that went into one shofar. Moser hashamos, moser hashem nazir, moser hashem etzora, moser kinin, moser minchas chote. All these different types of carbonas. If you had a little extra money that you had designated to buy a carbon of that type, so you would put it into one of these shofros. V'misa, but if it's really true, if what's really true, if it's really true that if you brought chamisha lugin, you could take four of them and let one of them be linadava. So shouldn't you have a shofar for that? V'misa liskin shofar achrina k'negan mosa nesachim. If there was such a thing as mosa nesachim, you didn't have to bring all the nesachim that you had promised all at one time. You could bring a lesser amount and let the rest go l'nedava. So there should have been a shofar for that. So says Gemara, hanach l'nidvas tzibur azli, hani shchichi efshar demitztarfi demar demar bahadi adadi v'karvi. So the Gemara says there's a big difference. The nesachim, you don't need a shofar. By the mosaros of the nidva, the mosaros, they went for nidvas tzibur. The nesachim, since there were so many nesachim, because most of the karbonos every single day required nesachim, so if a guy was noder to bring five lugin of yayin, he'll bring dal, it'll bring four, and he'll leave the other lug to be mitztarif with someone else's mosar nesachim until he had four, three or four or whatever, until he had enough to bring another nesachim. But the bottom line is, you'll always have it. You'll always have it that day. You don't need any special shofar to put it away in, because it's always going to take care of itself. You just have to be meshadech all the people who have a little extra nesachim, since there are so many nesachim going on. So that's why it's not a raya. It's not a raya that you can't bring less than the amount that you originally misnadev. Maybe you can bring, and it's just that the extras will be taken care of in short order, and that's why they didn't need an extra shofar for it. Amar Rav Tashma, let's bring another raya. Again, back to this shaila of yesh kevel in asachim, oin kevel in asachim. So Rav says, let's bring another raya. Just before that other raya, the Mikdash David raises the question, how could you be mitzayif for lug yayin from one person with the lug yayin of another person? The Mishnah Amud Beis, we're going to learn today, in Kuftal Amud Beis, tells us that a mincha can't be brought b'shutfas. And in Toras Kohanim, it's mavur that the same is true with the nidvas yayin, that it can't be b'shutfas. So one guy's lug yayin is going to combine with another guy's lug yayin. That's what we're answering. That since there's so many nesachim around, everyone's going to be mitzayif with each other. So Mikdash David writes that according to the Toras Kohanim, that ain yayin baba shutfus, that's only within a single lug of yayin that it's not able to be baba shutfus. But if you have three people, each one bringing their own full lug of yayin, that's kasha l'nisuch. Why? Why should it make a difference whether they're splitting a single lug or everyone has their own lug of yayin? So what it means is that the shear of carbon nesachim of the nesachim of a carbon is really only a lug shal yayin. It's just like we said before from Briska Rav, the shear in the maisa nisuch Ishlosh Lugin, but it's not the shear in the carbon. It's just that the maisa nisuch is that certain carbonos need three lugin, certain carbonos need four, certain need six. But therefore, since each one brings a shear of carbon shel yayin, so it's not considered a carbon shel shutfim. Carbon shel shutfim is a psul in the carbon itself. But over here, a lug is the shear of the carbon. Three lugin is a shear in the maisa nisuch. Okay, so it says Gemara Amarava Tashma, let's bring another raya. Ezrach, Malamit Shemesnad V'Nesachim. So from Ezrach we learn that by the word Ezrach, by Nesachim, it says, Kala Ezrach Yasakacha Eseila, and the extra pasuk teaches us that you could be Mesnadiv to bring Nesachim. V'kama Shloshes Lugin. How much can be Mesnadiv? Three Lug. Uminayin Shem Ratzel Hosef Yosef. How do I know if you want to bring more, you can bring more? Tamalomar Yihiye. Pasuk says Yihiye. Yachal Yifchos. I might think you could be Mesnadiv less than three Lugin, that you could even bring less. Tamalomar Kacha. That's why it says Kacha, to tell you that number is Ma'akev. So my Yosef, what does it mean you could be Mosef? You could bring more. Ile ma arba v'shisha, ma'isha shoshu d'chazal kavis arba v'shisha nami chazalai l'par. If it's telling me that you could bring four lugin or six lugin, well, that's obvious. If you could bring three lugin, because that's the amount for a kevis, obviously you could bring four lugin and six lugin for the ayil and par, respectively. So that's no chiddush. El lav chamisha, so it's telling me you could bring more. It must be telling me you could even bring five lugin of yayin. Ushramina in kevel in asachim. So what you see from there is that in kevel in asachim. that you, when you have five, you're allowed to bring of that five whatever you could use now, and then the rest will be left over for later. So Shema Mina. So says Gemara, that's Taka Raya, that in Kevelin Asachim goes back to answer our original Shaila. Amar Rav Ashi va'anan lo tanan hachi. But didn't our Mishnah say against that? Ein misnadvan lug shnayim v'chamisha katani. Didn't our Mishnah say you can't be misnadiv a lug or shnayim or chamisha? So Gemara, chamisha dumyud shnayim. And doesn't chamisha, not being misnadiv chamisha, mean the same thing as not being misnadiv shnayim in that? Ma shnayim d'lo chazu klal, av chamisha nami d'lo chazu klal. That just like when you have two, you can't do anything with it, because you can't even use part of two, because one you can't use either. So too with five, you can't use any of it. And we're saying now that if you're misnadiv five, yeah, you can't be misnadiv five, because you can't use well five, but you could use four of them. So, but shouldn't it be the same as shnayim? Shouldn't it be a parallel that you can't use any of it unless you use all of it? So midi irya hakadis of hakadis, says Gemara, no, who says the Mishnah is telling us that the din of shnayim and the din of chamish are exactly the same? Maybe when you have two, so you can't use any of it till you have three, but when you have chamisha, you could use four of them and save the one for the mosar, for to be mitzarif with someone else. Amra baye im timtzalomer ein kevel in asachim ha ein kevel in asachim. See if you can say ein kevel in asachim. So fine, ein kevel in asachim. And therefore, however much you want to bring, you could bring. And when you have five, you makrif four of it, and the rest will be mosar. So you could actually bring whatever you want. So that's fine. But in Tim Salomon, Yesh Kevel Nesachim, if you can say Yesh Kevel Nesachim, so he said, Ad Asar Pshitali. Up until 10, I'm good. That Lug, Shnayim, 5, that can't be makrav at all until you have 3 for a keves and 4 for an ayil, so that would be and 6 for a par, 7 for a keves and an ayil, 8 for 2 ayalim, 9 for a par and a keves, 10 for a par and an ayil. That's all great. Those numbers work out. But you know what number doesn't work out? Achadasar mi bayili. What about 11? How does 11 work out? My, what's the din? Gavra l'shnei parim kamechavein va'ad de'memalilu hulo karvi? Do we say that when a person says, I'm going to bring 11 lugan of yayin, that he really wants to bring enough for two parim, and therefore until he has 12, he can't bring anything? Or do we automatically assume that he meant three karbanos? By saying 11 could work out, because if you have six, you could work out with the numbers. If you have 4 plus 3 plus 3, right? So it could work. No, 4 plus 3 plus 4, 4 plus 4 plus 3, right? If you have one kevis and two ayalim, it could work out as being 11. But should we assume that? Should we assume that when he's misnadiv a certain amount in the sachem, that he really refers to three different karbanos? Do we assume he wants to bring two from one min and one from a third min? So my, what's the din? Take the Gemara says, we're not sure when a guy says 11, if we should do the math like that and assume that when he says 12, so then we know he means two parim, so that's fine. But when he says 11, that we're not sure, the Gemara leaves that as a teku. Okay, new Mishnah. Misnadvin yayin, ve'in misnadvin shemen, divrei Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva says you could be misnadiv wine on its own, without any shemen, without any solas, just be menasech the yayin into the shisin on its own, but you can't be misnadiv shemen without any flour, without any wine. Shemen on its own, you can't be misnadiv. That's Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, misnadvin shemen, that you could be misnadiv shemen, that you can't be misnadiv shemen on its own. Amar Rabbi Tarfon, he says, I'll prove it to you. Mamatzin ubi yayin shehu bachova. Uba nedava, just like yayin is brought sometimes as a chova, and it could also be brought as a nedava, it could be brought on its own as a nedava, so av shemen shu bachova, ba nedava, so to shemen, which is brought as a chova, by minchas nesachim, so it could be brought as a nedava, b'fnei atzma as well, as on its own, it could be brought as a nedava. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva, so Rabbi Akiva says Rabbi Tarfon, lo, im marta bi yayin shekein karavim chavaso b'fnei atzmo, tomer b'shemen she'eno karavim chavaso b'fnei atzmo. Big difference, even though the yayin is brought as a chova, shemen is brought as a chova. Shemen is brought as a chova together with a mincha. It's yayin is not brought together. It's not mixed together with the mincha. Shemen is actually mixed together. It's put together in with the flour. Yayin, when it's brought as a chova, is brought separately. So how can you compare the two? Say just like shemen is brought as a chova, so it could be brought bifnei atzma as a nedava as well. Yayin, when it's brought as a chova, is brought somewhat bifnei atzma. Shemen is not. Fine, period. That's the first halacha in the Mishnah. Machlokas, whether shemen, you could be misnadiv shemen on its own. Number two, second issue in the Mishnah, ain't shnayim misnadvim misarun echad, av misnadvim olu shlamim va'of afilu preda achas. Two people cannot join together to be misnadiv a single isarun of flour, but they can be misnadiv together a karban olu, karban shlamim, and even a single bird. They could get together and be misnadiv. So a couple of issues on the Mishnah. Rabbi Tarfon says you could be misnadiv shemen. In the Gemara in Meseches Vachim, at the Sadi Aleph Amud Beis, the Gemara Meseches Vachim, Shmuel says that according to Rabbi Tarfon, if a person is misnadiv shemen, komtso v'shiyara v'ne'echalim, you eat the kmitza and you eat the shirayim. Meaning, there's kmitza. You bring just the shemen, no flour, nothing, just shemen, and you do kmitza. So how in the world do you do kmitza? So if you recall, when we did that Gemara, we mentioned the Tos Yantif in the end of the 12th parak of Menachos. So now we're there, at the end of the 12th parak of Menachos. So Tos Yantif on this Mishnah says that you would put it into a kli that has the size of a kometz. So even though the Gemara says that you're not supposed to make a kli that's the size of a kometz, because it's based on each kohen, it's his own kmitza, but for the Karban Mincha, there's got to be some, for a carbon of oil, so there's got to be some exceptions. So they made a kli that's the size of a kometz, when you have a carbon of oil. Rabbeinu Gershom writes that, Rabbeinu Gershom writes that the shemen can become karush, it can become congealed, and therefore you could do the kmitza on congealed oil, so it becomes sticky and congealed, and then you're able to pull out a kmitza. So that's in terms of that issue, of a carbon that, according to Rabbi Tarfon, that you could actually be misnadev shemen. So what was Rabbi Tarfon's right? He says, just like by wine, we find that it's bachova, and it can be brought as a nedava b'fnei atzma, so too, by shemen, which is brought as part of a carbon chova, can be brought as a nedava b'fnei atzma. So Sfasemis raises the following issue. According to Rabbi Tarfon, that you misnadvin shemen without solas, can you also be misnadev solas without shemen and levona? Because just like Rabbi Tarfon has a mematzinu from yayin that just like yayin is part of a chova and it could be brought on its own, so to shemen, which is part of a chova, could be brought on its own. Shouldn't you be able to say the same thing about the flour? Flour is also sometimes part of a chova and could be brought on its own. So can you make a nedava to bring flour without any shemen and levona? And not only that, it could be Rabbi Kiva's moda on that, because solas, we find that it's brought bifnei atzma, even as a karban chov, it's brought bifnei atzma, by minchas chote. Remember we said that really, by rights, the chote should have to pay more money for his karban, not less money. Elamai, we want his karban to be disgusting, so we don't want him to have a nice karban, so we don't let him have shemen and levona, so he just brings flour. So you find the flour is brought on its own by minchas chote. However, says Fasemes, he thinks that solas, according to everybody, you cannot be minadev on your own. Why? He says it could be because the ikr karbon mincha is solas. The yayin of the shemen levona don't have a shame mincha. So we're marbed them from karbon or from mematzinu, from nesachim, where it says ezrach, but solas is the ikr karbon mincha. And it says, by the karbon mincha, v'yatzakta ola shemen, mincha hi. So we see that without the yatzakta ola shemen, without the shemen levona, it's not a karban mincha. From there we see that every karban mincha needs shemen ulevona. You can't be misnadiv solus without shemen ulevona, because being misnadiv solus is saying you're being misnadiv mincha. A mincha by definition is with shemen ulevona. Being misnadiv shemen doesn't mean a karban mincha. It means you're being misnadiv shemen on its own. You're being misnadiv a type of nesachim called shemen. Fine. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, midivrei shneim nilman misnadiv ad minchas nesachim b'chol yom. We see from our Mishnah that a person could be misnadiv Dave and Minchas Nesachim every day. So Pshit, of course you can. Why not? Mal Tema Minchas Nedava Gali Bar Rachmana Hani Chamisha Menachos In Tfeilo. I might have thought that it's only the Chamisha Menachos that are explicitly stated, but more than that you can't. Kamash Malan Hani Mil Bistama V'Leichot the Parish. That's Menastam. But if you explicitly say you want to bring more, so good, you can bring more. Ain't Shnai Misnadv. When we said two people can't get together to be Misnadv, my time. Oh, why? Ile Mishum Dechziv Takriv. So Olanami Yaksiv Yakriv. If you want to say because it says Balashon Yachid Takriv, not Takrivu, well by Ola it also says Yakriv, not Yakrivu. So Ella Ola my time adhsiv la olosechem. No, you might say, well by Ola it also has a lashon, a plural lashon, la olosechem. That's why you could have shut from bringing Ola. Well Minchanami Yaksiv Liminchosechem. You have a plural lashon by Mincha also, so why can't you have two people bring it? El Mishum Dhsiv Nefesh. It must be because by Karban Mincha you have the word Nefesh. So Nefesh teaches you you that it's only one person brings it, that you can't have shutfim bring karban mincha. Tanya Nami Yachi of Abraisa says just like this: Rebbe Yomar Asher Yakriv Karbanol L'chol Nidreim L'chol Nidvosim Asher Yakriv L'Hashem Hakol Ba'in B'Shutfus, that everything can be brought B'Shutfus. L'Sile Kakosav El Mincha Shnemar Nefesh. Only mincha is excluded from that because it says nefesh. Nefesh comes to tell me that it can't be brought b'shutfus. Once we mention the significance of the word nefesh, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Minei Manishtanus Mincha Shenemar B'Nefesh. Why does mincha say nefesh? None of the other korbanos say nefesh. So Tosfos says, what do you mean? Why? We just said because mincha is the only one that's not brought b'shutfus. So Tosfos says, yeah, then it should have said ish, adam, something like that. Why nefesh? Why dafka that lashon to single out that it's only one person who brings it? So Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, mi darko lahavi mincha. Who's the one that normally brings a karban mincha? Ani, it's a poor person normally brings a karban mincha. Mal ani alav kilu hikrav nafshal lefanai. Kodesh Baruch Hu says the ani goes out of his way and he brings me a karban mincha. I'll make it as if he was makdir, as if he was makriv his own nefesh in front of me. Amar Rav Yitzchak, man ishtanis mincha. Why is mincha different than everything else? Sherem b'chamisha mine tigun halalu, that it talks about five different ways of frying the karban mincha. Machvas, marcheshes, chalos, rekikin, minchas mafa. They're not all frying, but they're all different ways of preparing the karban mincha. So mashal melech basar v'dam sha'asalo ohavo su'uda. It's like a king who has a very good friend, a person that he loves very much, who makes him a su'uda. V'yodea bo shuhu ani, but the king knows that the person who's trying to please him is of modest means and is therefore not able to give him something that will be that will be very expensive. So amrlo aseli min chamisha minetikun kedei she'ani mimecha. So the king will tell him, make five different, he'll tell him how to prepare in five different ways, how to make the most out of the least, how to make it show his love by the effort that's involved in preparing it, and the different types of ways of preparing it, since he doesn't have that much raw material to work with. Now the Mishnah mentioned that you could, even though two people can't join together for a karban mincha, for nisaron of flour, but they're misnadvin ola ushlamim, and even a bird. They could be misnadvin ola ushlamim, and even a bird they can join b'shutfasan. So we've mentioned in the past, but it's a good briska rav. The briska rav, Maisar Kabanos Parak Yedalid, wonders, what's the chiddush? Afilu preda achas could be brought b'shutfas more than any other karban. Why? Because a bird is small? I would think it can't be brought b'shutfas. It's a karban shalim, manaf gemina. If it's karban gadol or karban katan, if it's a big animal, small animal, what difference does it make? Of course a bird could be brought to shutfus. Why would I think otherwise? Why is a bird any different than anything else? So the Briskarov explains that really a carbon shalim of an oaf is a kan. Whenever oafs are brought, or they're almost always shtei sorim shnei b'nei yona, when the Torah says v'yikriva, that you could bring even a preda achas, it's being mechadish to us that even a preda achas has a din of a carbon shalim, even though you never have a preda achas brought as a carbon. It's always brought as part of a set. So I might have thought that a preda achas is a half a karban. So two shutfim can't join in a half a karban. That's the chiddush. So if that's the case, the Tana has to tell us that even on havas preda achas, which is a nedava b'fnei atzmo, it's its own type of nedava, because it's a chatzi karban, it's not really a full karban, still you're allowed to bring that b'shutfus. You're still allowed to have that brought b'shutfus. And one last point, there is a machlokas rishonim, a person of misnadev minchas nesachim, whether he has to bring yayin lenisach or not. If he's misnadev minchas nesachim, if he has to bring yayin or not. Rashi, from Rashi, the Achronim Ramdayik, that he has to bring yayin as well. From the Rambam, it sounds that he only brings solos for shemen when he says minchas nesachim, but yayin lenisach is not necessary. Says the Briska Rav, what are they arguing about? It's all tali with yayin that's brought together with minchas nesachim is a part of the karban mincha, or maybe just like a zevach that you bring, is mechayiv sometimes bring a mincha with it, so too, a zevach is mechayiv yayin lenisach as well. But the yayin is not part of the karban mincha that you're bringing. So Rashi holds the yayin is a chelik of the karban mincha, so if you're noder or misnadev to bring a mincha sasachim, you gotta bring yayin, it's part and parcel of the actual karban itself. But the Rambam will hold that the mincha and the yayin are two separate karbanos, so if you're misnadev to bring a mincha sasachim, that's not necessarily a chiv to bring anything more than solos for shemen. That's the karban mincha. The yayin is a din b'fnei atzmo, it's a totally separate entity. Okay, we'll stop there.